The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Look, Trump's going to do what Trump does. But this was a post from Trump on Truth Social. Kaylee Milktoast McEnany just gave out the wrong poll numbers on Fox News. I am 34 points up on DeSanctimonious, not 25 up. While 25 is great, it's not 34. She knew the number was corrected upward by the group that did the poll. The rhinos and globalists can have her. Fox News should only use real stars. Kaylee McEnany was his press secretary. Kaylee McEnany was on CNN defending him back in the day. This post is stupid. Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning. You heard me, Trump acolytes. This is ridiculous. Stop thinking Trump will ever be loyal to you. Trump is loyal to Trump. This is ridiculous. This is bad form. This is a mistake. She put out the wrong poll number, so she's milquetoast? It's pathetic. It's pathetic. Just say it's pathetic. This is a pathetic move from Trump. Unnecessary. This is the lashing out of an angry old man who can't seem to find his pudding cup. And that's not the way I want to think of him. And that's not the message he wants to move forward if he wants to get elected. This is ridiculous. I hate the unforced error. I hate it. But he's so good at it. He can't figure out how not to do it. Then there is, of course, Trump on DeSantis. This is from yesterday. Under Ron DeSanctimonious as governor, Florida was the third worst state in deaths by COVID. So why do they say that DeSantis did a good job? New York had fewer deaths. Also, he shut down the state and even its beaches, unlike other Republican governors. Well, Florida wasn't as good as New York? Is Donald Trump making the argument? Making the argument that Florida should have had more lockdowns, that America should have had more lockdowns? What the hell is this? You think this is the talk of a guy confident going into the election? I don't know. Which post is more pathetic? I swear to you, I wasn't planning on playing the game, but we can play the game.
And now, it's time for everybody's newest game show. What's More Pathetic? It's a show where we take more than one pathetic thing, compare them, and you decide what's more pathetic. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's your host, Mr. Tony Katz.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. It is the game sweeping the country. What's more pathetic? We take two things, compare them, and you decide what's more pathetic. So what's more pathetic? Trump actually calling for more lockdowns? Or Trump calling Kaylee McEnany milquetoast? Let us know on Twitter at Tony Katz, Tony at TonyKatz.com. Or you can call in 317-239-9393. What's more pathetic? We will get to that just after the other side of this commercial break. By the way, in radio, you're never supposed to mention there's going to be a commercial break, right? But it worked for the bit, so I did it, and I'll do it again. What's more pathetic? You tell us. Coming up, Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.